What's our right now list? Is this stuff that we need to change?
Mics aren't on.
Mics aren't on.
Happened to run calculations.
All right, you got it.
No.
50-50. I'd like to call the Transportation Finance Conference Committee to order. And everyone has in their possession the handout which says Transportation Finance Conference Committee House Proposal Summary. If not, we'll see if they get one. I believe everyone has that. What we're going to do, because the way it's worked, we present the House language as an amendment to this bill, and basically for the senators are here. These are the items that we have addressed prior to this, but it has to be in this format to show as a House proposal summary. So we'll have our Mr. Burris review this item by item, and then we'll vote on each item to be incorporated in the final conference committee report. This is only, you want to call it a draft or whatever it is, that's what we have right here. Mm-hmm. Unless there are any questions from the members, each particular bullet we will review and vote on, and once that's done, that becomes part of the of our conference committee report when we adopt all of them or whatever we have. So unless there are any questions, we'll have Mr. Burris will review each item, and someone will move to adopt or not adopt each item or to change it or amend it, whatever we have. Mr. Burris, start.
Sure. Mr. Chair and members, the first bullet item is just incorporation into the House proposal, delete everything amendment. A number of rider details, rider language, and a couple of sections from the appropriations article that had already been adopted by the conference committee.
Are there any questions from the members? These are the riders, as Mr. Burris pointed out, that we voted on, you know, in the last couple of days. Unless you want to go through each one individually. Not. I can make a motion. You're all entitled to make motions, you know.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that, please.
Thank you
for a motion.
Right. Thank you, Senator Murphy. Any questions or discussion on the first item? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Contrary, no. The motion prevails.
The next two items, Mr. Chair and members, are transfers. The first is a $4.6 million transfer from the Trunk Highway Revolving Loan Account to the Trunk Highway Fund. This was one of the items that I believe the committee has discussed in the past, but action has not been taken yet on this.
Mr. Burris, I believe this is also in the governor's, was this part of the governor's?
Mr. Chair, yes, this is part of the governor's recommendation.
Does everyone understand or have any questions? Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move those two bullets.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Murphy moves it says makes transfer that item. If there are no questions, all in favor say aye.
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 Contrary, no. The motion prevails.
Mr. Chair and members, the next two items refer to the state road construction, and it's a couple of shift reallocation policy changes that were part of the governor's recommendation. The first is a shift of $77 million from the state road construction appropriations. It's a shift within state road construction from fiscal year 2008 to 2009. The next bullet point after that is separate but somewhat related. It's a $13 million transfer out of state road construction to a couple of these other categories that are listed.
Mr. Burris, these were basically in the governor's recommendations, as I recall.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Everyone understand these transfers? It's basically a transfer within the department. It's not any new money.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make that motion.
Senator Murphy moves the motion on the two bullets. The shift $77 million and reallocates the $13 million. Any further questions? Not all in favor say aye.
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 Contrary, no. The motion prevails or is adopted.
Mr. Chair, the next bullet point dealing with the Met Council appropriation highlights something that might come up with a couple of other bullets throughout the summary, that this might depend on what the committee wants to do with an overall finance package. So this would be one piece of funding. And what this is an increase in one-time general fund monies for the Met Council for fiscal year 08 and 09. This amount roughly reflects the amount necessary for the Metropolitan Council to cover the additional 50% share of the Hiawatha Light Rail transit line.
Ms. Senator Dibble or Representative Ornstein or Representative, any questions from the transit advocates here? I think we're all transit advocates. But
right. Mr. Chair, it sounds great. I'll move it.
You move that?
Yeah, unless we want to suspend and
Senator Dibble moves that the Metropolitan Council appropriation for light rail. Any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Contrary? No. The motion's adopted.
The next item is a rider for the Department of Public Safety. This was one that the committee had not discussed and was in both the governor's recommendations and the House position, but not in the Senate position. It would be providing about $1.4 million per year for information security and disaster recovery.
This is an issue that was not in the Senate side, and we had, I think, a different target at that time between both sides. That's what happened on that one. Any discussion or questions on that one? Senator Murphy moves that bullet, Department of Public Safety. Any questions or further discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
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 Contrary, no. It's adopted. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, the next bullet refers to a language change that's in the House proposal. This covers language that was originally a Senate proposal and was adopted by the conference committee. This is a change that would clarify or amend how the notification requirement, who would need to be notified and who would need to approve contingent trunk highway appropriations and appropriations from the general contingent accounts. As the committee had previously passed this language, it would have required approval by members of the LAC, the governor, and the ranking minority member. And the House proposal changes that so that it's notification to the chair and ranking minority member of the House and Senate Transportation Finance Committees instead of approval by the ranking minority member.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Burr,
Mr. Chair, Senator Murphy, the change would be not requiring approval by the ranking minority member for the contingent and general contingent and contingent trunk highway appropriations to take place. It would still require that the members of the LAC approve those appropriations.
Mr. Chairman and members, I think it was the Senate's understanding that was going to be the approval of the LAC was just by majority. And I don't know why we would want to put a minority member on that if we're not going to give them let them exercise the right to vote. Maybe we can hold off on that just a little bit, because I think that the Senate wanted the ranking minority members on those affected committees to have input as well as a vote.
Mr. Chair, Senator Murphy, I'm sorry, I'm probably not explaining it very well. The approval would still be five members of a group consisting of members of the Legislative Advisory Commission. So minority members could sit on that commission, and in which case their vote would be necessary for the approval. I can sit down and
okay,
show
Mr.
you the.
And that was what
these five members. Senator Murphy, you mean on the LAC committee?
Right.
On the LAC?
Yeah.
Maybe either Mr. Burris explain who the members of the LAC are, and that might help this up.
Mr. Chair, I think I would defer to Ms. Berezovsky on that.
Ms. Berezovsky, could you explain who the members of the LAC are?
Okay, it's volume one. Mr. Chair, could I just have one moment to check the statute so I don't make a mistake?
Senator Murphy, I think that's where the problem is. It appeared that we had a separate individual as a minority member outside of the LAC, and I think that was confusing.
That's not the case. It was clearly our intention to give the ranking minority member the opportunity to be a full partner in the LAC. And, we've done that. There's been other advisory task forces that we've created in the past few years, and we've always, and this is both bodies have always been very consistent about trying to make the ranking minority member part of those groups.
Does she have it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, the members of the LAC are the Majority Leader of the Senate, the Chair of the Senate Finance Committee, the Chair of the Senate Division of Finance responsible for overseeing the item being considered, the Speaker of the House, the Chair of the House Committee on Ways and Means, and the Chair of the Finance Committee or Division of the House Committee responsible for overseeing the item under consideration. So there are six members of the LAC.
Thank you. And generally, there's not a minority member on that. And what you suggested in the Senate language, I think, put a minority member on it.
Right.
Is that correct? The way you would have it, Mr. Burris?
Mr. Chair, that would be up to the committee, I think, in discussions. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair?
Is that the way it's being read in the part that we'd be voting on?
No, Mr. Chair, the new language in the House proposal would not require approval by a ranking minority member. It would just require notification to the ranking minority member.
So, Mr. Chairman, what has to happen is I think we can settle this right here by just asking your conferees if they have a problem with putting the ranking minority member of those affected committees on the LAC. And
that's what I was concerned about, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Chair,
discussion about the Senator Murphy's question.
I just wanted to be clear that we're not giving them veto authority. So whoever is on the committee, it's not, one person can't hold up the whole thing if one person doesn't agree.
It appears that everybody's in agreement. Would you just restate that again, Mr. Burris? Would you have that correct or not correct? Would that be the way you would understand it now?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Murphy?
Ms. Berezovsky tells me we've already adopted this, and we adopted the Senate language, so I guess
then we're all right.
We're moot. We might as well move to the next one.
Well, that is the language we have then, Mr. Burris, the Senate language, correct?
Mr. Chair, if we could set this one aside and staff could discuss.
We can make certain that we have the Senate language.
The Senate language is adopted.
Then Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chair, I believe there might be a difference in interpretation on what that language implies. And if it's possible, I would recommend setting this aside for now so that staff could confer on that point and get back to you.
We will let staff.
That's fine.
Square it away. We don't have to set it aside. We'll probably forget about it.
Okay.
Between you and Ms. Berezovsky, I think you understand what it is. But I believe, Senator Murphy, because we're taking a vote on each one, maybe we should just reaffirm this or not, because we've done
this
without.
Yep.
Senator Murphy, again, reaffirms this bullet with the amends, the LAC approval. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Contrary, no. The motion is approved.
Mr. Chair and members, the next section deals with compensation adjustments, and these are built into the various appropriations for Department of Public Safety and the Department of Transportation. In general, the compensation adjustment is an increase of 3% for each fiscal year. The next two bullet points highlight slightly different adjustments for the State Patrol and for pipeline safety. If the conference committee wanted to act on these, it might be an agreement in principle on what the percentages for compensation adjustment would be.
Do members understand this? We had some discussion prior because there was a slight difference between the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. I think we generally had agreed on 3%, except for those exceptions which dealt with the State Department Patrol. Of Public Safety, I think it was in Patrol. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, I'd gladly move all three of those. And the reason...
Oh, wait, they're all three in a row, okay.
Oh, I'm...
Yeah.
Well, if we want to take all three of them. Yeah, we can pick up the pace here a little bit. Mr. Chairman, I'd move all three of those bullet points, and, you know, just so the public is well aware of what's going on here, the 3% raise for most state employees is pretty much the general raise that has been happening here for the past few years. The 5.4 for the State Patrol represents I would have to say it reflects the poor job that we have done as elected members of keeping the compensation appropriate for our State Patrol members. It's also going to help us retain our State Patrol members and keep the complement at 550, give or take one or two people. So, all right. Thanks, Chief.
Do the members understand what Senator Murphy explained? Mm-hmm. Are there any questions? If not, all in favor of Senator Murphy's for the motion for the three bullets, the increased compensation, and for the State Patrol and for pipeline safety. All in favor, say aye.
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 Contrary, no. It's adopted.
Mr. Chair and members, the next section is trunk highway bonding, and this is essentially the Senate offer that was in an amendment yesterday with a modification that the debt service surcharge on motor fuels would be capped at 2.5 cents.
Mr. Burris, is that, when we discuss that, do we have to take next line or next bullet or not same time?
Mr. Chair, I think the conference committee could do it either en masse or provision by provision. Some of those relate to each other and are dependent on each other, and others could be voted on separately.
Ms. Berezovsky?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted a clarification on the debt service surcharge piece with a cap of 2.5 cents. If there is a cap on all of the fuels or just on gasoline, or are there proportional caps on other fuels?
Mr. Chair and members, the cap would be 2.5 cents on the main motor fuel and then proportional for the rest of the other types of motor fuels.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Berezovsky, that would be the way it's in statute, right?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Representative Hortman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be voting with everybody else on this one, but I do want to say that for the House, this is a gigantic concession to both the Senate and the governor. That's a lot of bonding. That's a lot of debt. Right now, we're not paying interest on any debt that my parents incurred for me to pay for their roads. And I really don't like doing this to my kids. I think this is the wrong approach to be incurring so much debt. We in Minnesota have always had a pay-as-you-go system. This is a radical departure. We're giving the governor almost everything he's asking for in bonding. I understand compromise, and I'll be voting with everyone else on this one, but I must say it gives me great pause.
Thank you. Actually, we probably haven't had much discussion. We were arriving at the Senate had a different number than the House did, and this is kind of the compromise as we looked at it the other day. And so certainly I'm sure there's some discussion from some members. Senator Dibble.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. thank you, Representative Portman, and I appreciate what you said because I actually feel the same way. I feel like this is a huge concession to the governor's position. This has a tremendous bonding program in here, and I think we're all on record as being very, in principle, very opposed to this level of borrowing, particularly when it erodes the resources in the Trunk Highway Fund. And we make some attempt to pay for some of that bonding program. Clearly, we don't pay for all of it, and we are taking a step down the road that was started back in 2003 that I'm not totally comfortable with, but I think it's a it's a compromise position. It shows tremendous movement on the part of the Senate and tremendous movement on the part of the House to accommodate the administration's desires.
Yeah,
Senator Murphy?
Well, Mr. Chairman, first, I want to, thank the House members for adopting, the vast majority of the bonding request that the Senate had put in with our trigger mechanism, so on and so forth. Representative Hortman, you're absolutely not wrong on this. And, we've always put bonds in our bills at one level or another, but never in recent history have we, except for last year, have we talked about anything over $1 billion. Because the payback on that is quite hefty. And we saw what happened with the last time that we issued a lot of debt is that we ran out of money to fix our roads, to maintain our roads. I believe with the combination of money that the rest of this bill puts on the table, I think that we can hold those wolves at the door. But if in the future we get back into this place where we're at today, I would hope that future legislatures look back and they talk bad about us, basically. But, the reason why the Senate felt it was imperative that we put as much bonding out there as possible is for the simple fact that the needs are tremendous. They're overwhelming. And, without this bonds in there, even the rest of the bill, we don't get where we need to be. And I think that $1.5 billion in bonds, it's not the Senate number. It's not up to the governor's number, but it's a good compromise between actually all three bodies.
Thank you, Senator Murphy. Actually, I think the thing that I'm concerned about is the fact that we bond without showing how we're going to pay for it. And I think this time we show how we're going to pay for it. That's mm-hmm. a big difference. Representative Morrill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And that's the point I was just going to make, that at least we're taking a step this time to indicate how might we pay back part of this bonding. And actually, Senator Murphy, this number is closer to the governor's number than either the House or the Senate number in terms of bonding amount. So mm-hmm. to me, this is an olive branch approach to try to come to a compromise for our roads. And Chair Leader, I thank you for reminding us bonding only takes care of part of the state's road needs.
Representative Hornstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd concur. I mean, I think the watchword for today is compromise, and this is a difficult thing for all of us. It runs against a really fundamental pay-as-you-go principle. But we do want to meet the governor halfway, and if this moves us forward, which I trust it will, towards that goal, then I'm ready to support it. But we can't keep running up the credit card, and all this debt service could be used to fund roads now. Could we fund roads now rather than spending all of this taxpayer money repaying the debt? So, in the interest of compromise, I'll certainly support this provision.
Representative Earhart, I think.
Mr. Chairman, I take a little different view on this. I was really very hard and fast with the House's position on bonding, but when the Lieutenant Governor showed up and gave her sterling performance, I was convinced that we had to up it, and so she convinced me to compromise with the Senate.
Is there any further discussion or comment?
Well,
Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, I think only Representative Earhart can say that with a straight face.
Are we ready for the question? Senator Murphy?
I think we're doing this one.
Mr. Chairman, if it's all right with the House, I would move all five of those bullets.
Is there any discussion on Senator Murphy's motion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Contrary? No. The motion passes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, the next item is the registration tax. This House proposal incorporates the language that the conference committee has already adopted, which eliminates the caps on tab feeds. It accelerates the depreciation schedule and also includes a hold harmless provision for vehicles that have already been registered and paid a tax, so that that amount doesn't go up.
Any question on everyone understand? We're dealing about what they call them tabs, motor vehicle license fees. Mm-hmm. We removed the caps and changed the depreciation schedule. I think we'd voted on this, passed this before.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move those three bullets.
Okay. Any discussion or comment? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair and members, the next item is the motor fuels tax. The House proposal with this is to raise the gas tax by 5 cents and proportionally for the other types of fuels, and adopt the Senate language so that the gas tax would be effective July 1st and would apply to all motor fuels that are in distributor storage at that mm-hmm. time.
Any Representative Hortman?
This is, again, something that I'll be voting for because it's a compromise, but everybody in this room knows that a nickel is not enough. Mm-hmm. A nickel isn't even half of what we need. A nickel is $160 million a year, roughly. Even if we had done 10 cents and we were at $320 million a year, we're still not meeting our needs, just our road needs. So I think that this is, again, it's a gigantic compromise that we're really giving a lot, and I just want to be on record saying that a nickel is not enough, but I'll be voting for it.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Senator Dibble?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll repeat my response to Representative Hortman from previous. This is a huge, huge compromise, and I hope everyone in the room appreciates that. We're adopting the governor's, the chamber's position. Doesn't do the job, but we're trying to create, they say politics is the art of the possible. This is what mm-hmm. come to appreciate as possible. So this is what we're doing.
Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, both the previous speakers are correct. 5 cents doesn't get us. It gets us about a quarter of the way there, actually. But, when the gas prices are above $3 a gallon, it's tough to, once again, garner enough votes for an overall bill to move it forward. And I think the discussion all along around this table has been trying to reach some sort of reasonable compromise. And I believe this is it. I know that there's been discussions about, the possibility of doing a penny a month for 5 months or splitting it up and going two and three or along that line. I don't know if we're completely I don't know if we've completely beat that horse to death yet. And just wanted to know if maybe some of the House conferees would consider or just think about maybe coming back to this after a while and maybe doing some sort of phased-in approach. Once again, 5 cents doesn't get us to where we need to be, but we also have to be mindful of, the people that are going to pay this. That's everybody in this room. So we all know the gas prices always go up in May and June, and then they come back down in later August and September, so I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens.
Senator Bonhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also concur with everyone who's spoken, and I hope that those who might be watching understand that we really are putting forward a bill that is our intention that it pass, and it pass in one form or another, whether it goes through a quicker process or a longer process. But our intention is to put things in this bill that we think will pass. And with regard to the gas tax, one of the concerns that I have, and I just want to be clear on the timing of it, I know that the gas prices are the highest in the summer, and I had the occasion to look at a different version of the House conference report, and it mentioned that the gas tax was enacted in July. So I just want to make sure that we have in our final language, I suggest that it be later than that, so that people who are taking trips this summer, you know, that we give them a little break and enact our gas tax after that.
Representative Hornstein, maybe to that question, if we could adopt the 5 cents and then we should adopt how we're going to address it, as I think Senator Murphy, because I think that's a discussion we haven't had, but if we could adopt, do we agree on the 5 cents, it appears, but well, we could do that. I think maybe we'll adopt them two separately, how we'll
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the first bullet under motor fuels tax. I'll move the increase of 5 cents.
Okay, any further discussion on that? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Contrary, no. The motion is adopted. And I think it was pretty well expressed, and I'd like to reiterate that we're not happy on 5 cents. I think all of us agreed, but we are trying to put a bill that we think the governor will sign and that he should sign, because we do it definitely need it, and I think that's a concern. So right now we've adopted the 5 cents, but we should also determine how it should be implemented. Representative, not Hornstein, but Horton. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One thing have to say about 5 cents, that we have to keep in context. This crosstown project is $285 million. That means we can't do one more crosstown project a year. In my area, Highway 610, finishing Highway 610 is $150 million. That means in a whole year of collecting the new 5 cents, we won't have enough money to do one more project like Highway 610. So it's radically under what we need. But as to implementing it, would Mr. Chair, would you and Senator Murphy be open to a penny a month for 5 months? Or are you looking at maybe delaying the imposition of the tax until September or October?
Well, Representative Hartman, we haven't really, I mean, that's open for discussion, I think. Senator Murphy, Representative Hornstein.
Well, Mr. Chair and members, I certainly concur with everything that's been said. I talked a week ago at this committee that I thought, a dime was a huge compromise and a very moderate proposal. So you can imagine how I feel about a nickel. But but I voted for it. But I think that as we talk about implementation and phase-in, let's also keep some context here too. This is a nickel. If we have rising gas prices, for a variety of very complex economic reasons, you know, first and foremost of which is record profits from big oil. We also have all kinds of issues with refineries. We have an international situation with, various cartels and price manipulations. And so let's keep that in mind, that gas prices are very complex phenomenon, a lot of which has to do with the kind of economics maybe we learned in school, and a lot of it has to do with the kind of economics that, quite frankly, doesn't really conform to the laws of supply and demand. But needless to say, I think we should keep this in context. Let's, raise this fuel tax in a way that makes the most sense in terms of how we can get money the quickest to our roads. That's the need. And I wouldn't really worry too much about, a penny here and there. A nickel is more than reasonable, and we have many, many complex forces, at work here in terms of what the final price is for fuel. We're shipping a lot of money out of state, whether it's to big oil or wherever, this is what we have control over, and let's get it to Highway 14, and let's get it to Highway 60, and let's get it to 169, and all these other roads that need it quickly.
Any further comment?
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Morrow.
Excuse me, Senator Murphy. I tend to agree with Representative Hornstein. We know that the chamber supports this, industry supports 5 cents. We know farm groups support it. Government entities support it. And we know folks in both chambers have said they'll support a 5 cent gas tax. They didn't talk about phase in. They didn't talk about delayed date. they talked about a 5-cent gas tax. So I tend to agree with Representative Hornstein in terms of implementation schedule.
May I ask a question? Do you, Representative Morrow and Representative Hornstein, are you implying that it should be a full bore at one time, full 5-cent? No one's made a motion. I guess I'm just, is that the implication? Yeah. If not, you can think about it. That's a willing emotion somewhere. Senator Dibble.
I'll make the motion that we start on July 1st, 2007, at the full rate of 5 cents. We need this money as rapidly as possible, and July 1st should give the conference committee the opportunity to get out of town before it.
Well, Mr. Chairman and
Senator Murphy,
it's always good entertainment. The Senate's going to run off and vote, but let's vote on this. I think the Senate's ready to adopt the motion that Representative Earhart made. So,
is there any discussion on that motion? Senate's going to vote on in the floor, not on this issue. They're going to vote here too. Yeah. Any further discussion on adopting a 5-cent effective July 1st, this coming July 1st, 2007. Any further discussion or comment? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Contrary, no?
No.
The motion passed.
Mr. Chairman, maybe we can get a recess for 15 minutes because we do need to go
to vote.
Vote. Yeah.
We'll have a temporary recess till the Senate returns, supposedly 5 or 10 minutes.
Calendar?